That's just about the children's museum, but it fell 5 years.
There was a children's museum?
They used to have art classes there for the kids.
Oh, okay.
And playing with clay. And
okay.
So on. So but that was part of the New York State Historical Association.
Oh, okay.
And then this was in 1944. Stephen Clark presented Fenimore House, the former home of his late brother, to the New York State Historical Association. The association's offices, museum, and art galleries, which had been housed, in the old village, they used to call it Village Club Building.
Oh, the library?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Since it moved to its central quarters here 5 years ago, is expected to occupy its new facilities in the spring.
So that is what is now the Fenimore Art Museum.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
But that was known as the Village Club, you see, so
mm-hmm.
It was used for other activities.
Uh-huh.
So. I don't remember. My kids didn't go there to the children's museum. That was my nieces did. So
mm-hmm.
I think it was moved in between those two.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can look all this up.
That was before you had started working there. And then.
Right. Yeah.
The Art Association or the
Cooperstown Art Association.
That is located in that building now.
That's now.
Okay.
That's where the New York State Historical Association used to be.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And did they start or were they involved in that space when you worked there? Or
yes,
that happened. Okay.
In fact, it was. I remember my mother was a folk art artist.
Oh.
And she used to take classes there
mm-hmm.
with the Art Association.
Oh, okay.
So that was when I was a child yet.
Oh, okay.
A teenager.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So did you ever do art then, or was that?
I do my own thing. Yes, I do. I do some watercoloring.
Oh, neat.
Painting, mostly just for the family.
Mm-hmm.
I've done some pictures for the family.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did you do that your whole life, or is that something that you've kind of?
Oh, since I've retired.
Okay.
But yeah, I've sketched and stuff mm-hmm. my whole life. And
neat.
College, some of my stuff, portfolios I've done.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in college, I guess I took an art course.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably in Oswego.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've taken one my daughter in Massachusetts, and when I visit her a couple times, she's made arrangements. I go to Worcester, Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
as a art museum there,
mm-hmm.
and I took some courses there, which was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just I haven't probably painted now in a year, but
uh-huh.
it's there someplace.
Do you like to paint like Cooperstown like scenes, or do you like to?
Well, when I went down to visit my son in Port Jervis. His wife's an artist,
mm-hmm.
and I went with them, with their group on a Sunday and painted a landscape that they were painting.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a picture of their dogs once, running around for them. My daughter, as I said, had a horse, and I've told you about Starfield.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd ride her horse to Starfield.
Uh-huh.
And now that she has her own horse in the Borders, she's incorporated in a Starfield Farm.
Nice.
So last year I took some pictures of it, and then I painted
mm-hmm.
painted a picture of Starfield Farm for her Christmas
neat.
Present. So that's about all I've done.
Now, your daughter had a horse, but did you have other animals in your?
Oh my! We always had at least a dog and a cat, if not
really
two dogs and three cats or whatever.
Was that when you were growing up? Also, did mm-hmm. your parents have yep. a long?
Oh, yeah. Always had a cat and a dog.
Oh.
So. And quite often a black cat. And they're strays, most of them.
But okay.
But the dogs were mostly kennel dogs.
Oh, okay.
SPCA dogs.
Mm-hmm. So and was that sort of part of your children's responsibilities, or
somewhat, just yes, the family? Family.
Mm-hmm.
Feed the cat or feed the dogs.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. And the son, my son's had scooper pooper duties out in the backyard because we didn't let our dogs run.
Mm-hmm.
After, now, we did, I suppose, our when I was growing up, our cats and dogs ran.
Mm-hmm.
But they always stayed around the house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember ever having any trouble with mm-hmm. them straying.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this is an indoor cat.
Uh-huh.
It's my first indoor cat and first female cat.
Wow.
It's
first time for everything.
She belonged to my son. When my husband was getting ill, maybe I told you this,
mm-mm.
he said, maybe you should move in with us. And I said, no way.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, maybe we'll find a two-family house. So this was in 2001
mm-hmm.
that we found this house. We gave him the house we lived in as our collateral.
Mm-hmm.
And they live upstairs, and I have the lifetime use now of the downstairs. My husband died in 2003, so he had a couple of years here.
Mm-hmm.
And, but anyway, my son lived on Walnut Street, and we lived on Grove at that time.
Okay.
And so they brought their dog and cat up to our house.
Mm-hmm.
But we kept the cat in because we were afraid she'd cross Chestnut Street and get killed.
Uh-huh.
And so when we moved here, he said, would you like a dog? And I said, no. He said, well, would you like a cat? And I said, yes, we'll take the cat. The cat had bonded with my husband. And
uh-huh.
So we took the cat.
Huh.
And so she's 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lot of company.
Yeah.
So we've always had animals.
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
I do, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we've always had dogs, usually, mm-hmm. and I have horses. So.
Oh, you have horses.
Yes.
I guess you'd said that.
I can't imagine not having animals around.
Well, you're going to check us out now, are you? You heard us talking about you. This is her heat lamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that? Huh? You going to meow for it?
All right. Well, thank you very, very much.
Well, anytime if you think of something more,
else,
I can do the...
All right.
Any questions or incompletes or whatever.